AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. There was no sentence in court today for former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. He pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI about his Russia contacts. The AP's Sagar Magani reports there is a delay.
The delay came in a stunning hearing where federal judge Emmett Sullivan accused the retired three-star general and former national security advisor of selling out his country, raising the prospect he could send Flynn to prison. Prosecutors had recommended against prison time, citing Flynn's cooperation in the special counsel's Russia probe. The delay in sentencing will allow Flynn to keep cooperating and get credit for it when he is sentenced. Flynn was to be the first White House official sentenced in the special counsel's probe. President Trump tweeted good luck to Flynn before the hearing. Sagar Magani at the White House.
And at the White House, Press Secretary Sarah Sanders reacted.
The delay is something between General Flynn and the courts, and that's something for them to determine what that timeline looks like. In the meantime, we wish General Flynn well, and we'll continue to focus on doing what we do here every single day.
Sanders also repeated the allegation the FBI ambushed Flynn in an interview in which he denied contacts with Russian officials. Penny Marshall has died. In the 1970s, Marshall starred in TV's Laverne and Shirley.
A society gentleman would only go out with you for one reason: to have a good time, a few laughs, and a little vodeo-do-do.
From there, Marshall became a director of big-budget movies. She was asked by the AP in 1994 how it all started.
It just happened. I was one of the few who was lucky enough to be asked to direct. I didn't ask them, and maybe that's why I got asked, is that I wasn't banging on anyone's door saying, let me direct.
Her family says Penny Marshall died at her home from complications from diabetes. She was 75. This is AP Radio News. Congress and the White House are working to try to avoid a partial government shutdown.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says there are plenty of proposals around to keep the government open past Friday.
The only proposal that cannot pass is the president's demand for an unnecessary, ineffective, exorbitantly expensive border wall.
The president has said he's willing to shut the government down if he doesn't get $5 billion for his proposed wall. Now presidential press secretary Sarah Sanders says there are other ways to get to $5 billion. For instance, she said in a Fox News interview, there's a defense bill she claims would provide $26 billion for border security. Money from that could be diverted to wall building. I'm Warren Levinson.
The U.S. is pledging more than $10 billion in aid for strengthening government and economic development in Central America and Southern Mexico. The goal is to have people remain in their countries and not have to emigrate. Southern states in Mexico are among the poorest in that country. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.